Welcome everyone to day 27 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Remember your spine, the dragon spine. And for today, I'd like to take a little break from our paramitas and wish everyone Happy New Year. It's the Lunar New Year, otherwise known as the Chinese New Year, or in Tibetan, it's Losar. So we're beginning a new year. It's also the year of the wood dragon. And the year of the wood dragon is special, not just because it's a year of fertility, as we were just told by Rebecca, is special because it is a rare combination of the dragon's power and the wood's creativity. It is a year of innovation, vision, and growth. It is a year to pursue your dreams, express your ideas, and expand your horizons. It is also a year to be generous, compassionate, and loyal to your friends. So we're off to a good start. It's also, I also want to say, it's about two-thirds of the way through our 40 days, and it's a good time to just take a break. The research told us that about two-thirds of the way through anything, a three-hour workshop, 40 days of meditation, a semester at college, about two-thirds of the way through anything, people start to fall apart, get tired, resist, doubt themselves, wonder why they're doing this thing, whatever it is. And it's just a good time in terms of the rhythm of things to just take a break and appreciate your efforts that you've done so far, right? Even if it's just showing up today, which you all did beautifully already. So taking an opportunity to just kind of take a break and appreciate your efforts, not how it's been going or how many days you've been here or how good you think you're doing with the meditation or reflections, but just the efforts that you're making, sort of continuing our joyful effort thing. And also, I like to think of the Lunar New Year as a second chance. So if you had an aspiration, dare I say, a New Year's resolution in January and it's fallen apart or it needs a little reevaluating, this is a great time to do it. And you can restart. You can sort of reconfigure what's reasonable. We often have so many great aspirations for the beginning of the year and then it kind of falls apart, but we can reassess and start again. And it's not cheating. It's a second chance, which we all need. So today starts the new year, moving towards spring, which we're all need a sense of renewal and a beginning. So letting that sense of starting anew, appreciating your efforts, and just being here, right now, and letting that be enough, letting that be the ground of your practice today with the sense of appreciation for your efforts. And Happy New Year, everyone. So shifting to our formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, acknowledging your efforts. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Able to start from now. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed with the sense of opening or softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably. Connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.